We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going to build a wall.
We're going to build a wall.
And that wall.
The border wall and the admonishment by President Trump of everybody who preceded him, saying, you know, you've let us down. You have left the southern border not secured, and I'm going to take care of that, and I'm going to get Mexico to pay for it, right? Has he lived up to his promises at all, even with everybody against him? Has he been able to live up to any of that? My old friend Matt Makowiak is the president of a group called Potomac Strategy Group, and he joins us now. And you spend a great deal of time in Texas. I assume you see this stuff and talk about it pretty frequently, see it up close and talk about it pretty frequently. What's your assessment, Matt?
Yeah, look, I mean, if we want to get down to the, you know, the real specifics here, the fact is, I think there was even a story on this, I want to say earlier this week, that for, you know, funding reasons, construction delay reasons, environmental impact study reasons, I don't believe 1 mile of new border wall has been built in an area that didn't have it, have any, you know, fencing at all before Trump took the presidency. And so for a lot of his supporters, including folks like Ann Coulter, that's a deeply, deeply disappointing fact. That said, he has, I believe, improved upon kind of weak fencing that existed on, I think, around 500 miles. And that's those are the steel slots that you see sometimes show up on social media. And that's gone in Arizona and gone in parts of California and even in parts of Texas. So the bottom line is it's a mixed picture. Is it more than, you know, than anyone's done in, you know, 15 years? Yes. Is it what he promised? No. He knows the job's not done. He wants to keep going further. He so far has survived legal challenges to the emergency declaration that he made on the border. And so, look, I think his base recognizes that he is trying to enforce the law on immigration. He's trying to build the wall, and he's doing more than anyone else would do. They're not satisfied the job's done, but they're satisfied with the effort.
Do you think he should go on TV and show a map and explain things as clearly as you just did, or continue? I mean, I don't want to be unfair to the guy, but I don't feel like he's shooting straight with us when he answers this question from reporters who granted are out to get him, but he kind of dances around it. He is not as clear as you just were.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it would be worthwhile to detail the scale of the challenge, what's been done, what they're trying to achieve, and what is needed to get there. And I think, you know, more specifics and more details are probably better on a subject like this, particularly when you contrast it to the Democratic position, you know, which is
just leave it open.
Not even no border wall, but, you know, Beto talked about taking down existing border wall.
Yeah, right.
And decriminalizing border entry and free health care for illegals, and, you know, go down the list. So, I think he can look, you know, he is a builder. And, you know, I think this obviously is not a complicated, you know, structure. But if he wanted to literally with maps and charts and, you know, plans, wanted to walk through it, I think a lot of people would be interesting to see that, particularly if it dovetailed with what the threat is,
yeah.
Right? The high traffic areas where you're seeing human trafficking and drug trafficking and violence. Look, I'm not personally, John, supportive of 14 or 18 or 20-foot wall across the entire southern border, because I don't think it's necessary in the rural areas. In the urban areas, I think it's absolutely critical. And I think that is a position that, you know, 80% of the country supports, to put it in the urban areas where the highest foot traffic exists. Yeah. So, yeah, I think laying this out for the American public would be a positive thing, and it would sharpen the contrast with the Democratic position.
Well, at Potomac Strategy Group, you work with a lot of candidates. Are you at all concerned that this could be Donald Trump's read my lips, no new taxes situation, where people say, you know what, I really put my faith in you. You promised and you just haven't delivered. And I'm not interested in excuses about the Democrats trying to stop you and Republicans not being supportive. I counted on you and you let me down.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really seeing that kind of feedback,
no.
That kind of blowback. No, I mean, look, I think, again, I mean, he's done more than anyone else. The commitment's clearly there. He can't do it by himself. He's done about as much as he can do by himself. I do think the one criticism that's fair is when they had the House and Senate, they should have done more. And
that first
and
2 years, they really blew it, didn't
years.
They?
They did. That's right. They had other priorities. And, you know, Speaker Ryan was able to convince the president to not. Look, the problem is when you shut the government down, when you have with a Republican House and Republican Senate, then the Republicans get blamed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the challenge. They didn't have 60 votes to do it in the Senate. And so what are you going to do? You're going to shut the government down when you have full control? So it was a little bit of a political issue. His commitment to building the wall was greater than the commitment that congressional Republicans had in those first 2 years.
Yeah. Well, I think they really should get hammered for a lot of stuff that they dropped the ball on. What do you think of the story today about $150 million being diverted from FEMA? Of course, the timing of this with this other hurricane bearing down on Florida, that money going to immigration rather than the FEMA budget. You think that's a problem, or people don't get it, or they don't care?
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, I think it depends how bad the hurricane is.
Right,
in terms
right,
of the
okay.
timing.
Right? Fair enough.
And
yeah.
it appears that Puerto Rico is going to miss the worst of it. It's just going to be heavy rain, which is very good given the challenges they've had, although it is barreling towards Florida. So we'll know more, I think, probably tomorrow. I did see on Fox that Obama did a very similar thing, and he actually diverted even more money from FEMA to the border. It was over $200 million instead of over $200 billion. So, look, these kind of transfers within the federal government happen all the time. Sure, there may be an optics challenge here given the hurricane, but does anyone really doubt that FEMA will have the money it needs to do the job that needs doing, particularly when FEMA is able to get money after the fact through these disaster supplemental bills
right,
that
right.
never seem to end. So,
and Florida is going to make
whole,
sure
they
get their
be.
Take.
That's right. If they need to be made whole, they will be.
Gotcha. Matt Mikowiak, listen, I always appreciate your insight, especially since you're talking to so many candidates on a regular basis at Potomac Strategy Group. Appreciate it very much. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.